My name is Dr. Lauren Cohen, and I'm your host for the Spiritual Success Summit. We're here to pull back the curtain to reveal the challenges, myths, and misconceptions that we often experience when applying the principles of consciousness and spirituality into our lives, and to provide practical and tangible solutions so you can successfully create the spiritually inspired life you desire. I am very excited about today's guest. I had the honor of being a student of hers about a year ago, and her teaching, her work, and her unique perspective had a profound impact in my life. I'm so glad she's joining us today to share that wisdom with you. Today's guest is none other than Alexis Neely. You may know her as Ali Shanti, which is her creative artistic name. She is a paradigm-shifting visionary and serial entrepreneur whose experience building multi-million dollar companies has inspired the creation of a system that guides people into clarity, truth, and relationship with their resources, proving that you truly do have enough. Ali, welcome.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
As I mentioned, it really is an honor for me to have you here. Your work and your perspective on bringing spirituality into practical life really had a very, very profound impact on my life. And I know you've had a very interesting journey. So can you take a few moments and share with our guests who may not be familiar with you and maybe meeting you for the first time, can you share a little bit about your journey?
Sure, absolutely. I started off in a very traditional practical world as a lawyer, graduating from law school in 1999, going to work at one of the best law firms in the country, and then realizing that I needed to start my own law practice, which was the last thing in the world that I wanted to do. I went to law school, so I didn't need to be an entrepreneur, but saw that the traditional business model for lawyers was broken. I was commuting 20 miles each way in LA traffic. I was a mom. And I really wanted to make a difference in my clients' lives and be able to work very close to home so I could spend more time with my child and my husband at the time. And when I started my law practice, I didn't know anything whatsoever about business. And yet within just 3 years, I was able to build a million-dollar-a-year revenue-generating business by focusing on learning principles from entrepreneurs and other professional services businesses. And I focused a lot on learning how to do sales and marketing and ended up, you know, building this business. And when I looked back on, you know, how I did that, I see that there were so many spiritual principles that I integrated in. And yet, in many ways, my business was built on a broken foundation. And I'll explain more about that in a few minutes. But first, I'll just, you know, share the rest of the journey. Once I built that law practice, this, you know, one-on-one service-based model in my community, I realized that I wanted the next level of success. And that next level of success for me was impacting on a broader level, bringing my business online, you know, as so many of us want to do, right? And being able to work from home. And so I went on and I created that. And I wrote a best-selling book and I created an online business and I began appearing on TV as a legal expert. And When I got to that next level of success, which was a second million-dollar business and working from home and, you know, having what, you know, many would identify as, you know, the fame and fortune kind of success, I got there. And once again, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I knew that there was something more. And I that ultimately culminated with a plant medicine ceremony in September of 2009 with the plant medicine ayahuasca that led to me seeing that everything that I had built was built on this broken foundation. And the broken foundation was that I was achieving success at the expense of the truth of who I really am. And that there was a lot of conflict in my life. There was a lot of conflict in my companies. And there truly was a lot of conflict inside of myself. You know, everything that we see outside of ourselves is a reflection of our own internal consciousness. And while I knew this, I couldn't really see where it was the case. But then I had this medicine ceremony, and I saw it so clearly. And I went into a depression after that for about 3 months. And the depression stemmed from me seeing this big gap in the way life could be and seeing the reality of where I was. And I didn't really have integration support. So often, you know, people are doing these kinds of medicine ceremonies and then they're not getting the proper support to actually integrate what they are learning. And that certainly happened for me. And what that led to is I ended up leaving California. I made a commitment to myself that I would stop doing TV until I could do transformational TV. And I began to question, how much do I really need? You know, I was building my businesses and my life on this foundation of belief that when I had financial freedom, then I would be free. And for me at the time, financial freedom, my belief was that I had to have $40 million saved up, and I needed to be living off of the investment income, you know. And the way I got to that $40 million is using the advice given by our financial services industry today, which says that in order to be free, you need to have enough money saved up in retirement accounts and savings and investments, so that those assets can generate 5% income or interest, and then you would just live on that income or interest. And that was my belief. So that's what I was working towards. And until then, I couldn't really be free. And then around that time, I met the man that I call him the $100 million man. Because he had $100 million, and I thought for sure, well, this guy must be free. And what I discovered is he was the least free person that I have ever met. All he could do was talk about how much money he had, where it was, what kind of currency it was in, how he could get access to it if he needed it. And yet he was still working constantly. And he didn't really have any real relationships in his life that he could count on. Really was always wondering if people were just in his life for the money, and seeing that reflected back where that was the case. And I saw that I was creating the same reality in my own life, that I had become completely disconnected from my truth in service to money. And I didn't even know really who I was or what I wanted, separate from this driving objective for more. You know, that more with the idea that when I had $40 million, that would be enough. Over the next 3 years, 2010 to 2012, really, I began to come into a new relationship with what it really means to have enough. I began to find myself, my true self. And today, my life is completely different. I still do have two businesses. One of them does train lawyers on the new law of business model that I created when I was in private practice. And the second one is teaching this understanding, this new understanding that I have of what it actually means to have enough, and it brings people into right relationship with time, money, and how they get paid. And More importantly, though, is that I've learned who I really am. I've learned to have relationships separate from my money and what I can bring financially. And I have learned to come into a deep place of trust with myself. And I've learned that financial freedom, this pursuit of financial freedom, is actually a lie. And it's a lie that's being perpetuated primarily by the media and the financial services industry, that is keeping a lot of us stuck. And it's really preying on our insecurities. One of the things that I've come into recognition of over the past, I would say, year, is that I was raised with something that I've now identified as money dysmorphia. Most of us have it. And money dysmorphia is the distorted view that we have of our finances that causes us to make poor decisions around how we use our non-renewable resources of time, energy, and attention. And so from this place of money dysmorphia, we are making decisions about how we use our resources. We're being sold things that we don't really need. We're building our businesses out of order, out of alignment with the truth of who we are. And we're really prey to marketers and salespeople who are really good and are very well trained to prey on these insecurities. And it's something that they're even proud of, right? So that we will buy more and consume more rather than stepping into our true nature as creators who are here with very special gifts to give to the world. And that when we realign and come into the truth of who we are and what we really have to offer and actually understand what we need, truly need, because we do have needs, and we can ask for what we need in exchange for what we have to give clearly and cleanly, that everything shifts. Our relationships shift, conflict shifts, our relationship to conflict shifts, our relationship to ourselves shifts. And my desire today to be here with all of you is to support you in creating a new model for your life and the way that you earn your income and how you feel about yourself and the work that you're doing in the world so that you can truly give these gifts in a way that feels great to you, to your community, to the people that you serve, and allows you the liberation to put your self-care first, your family second. Family includes, by the way, chosen family, not just blood family. And put your work in its right place last, have as much alignment as you possibly can with the work that you're doing in the world and the truth of who you are, making sure that you're receiving exactly what you need to continue to give from the overflow rather than from a place of deficiency and always needing to make more so that you can consume more to make you feel better about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, and it's an amazing perspective shift. And as I mentioned, with your teachings, it really had a profound effect on my life. Now, for those listeners who may not be, say, entrepreneurs or running their own business, one of the things I find about going into business classes with spiritual mindset is that the principles and practices and the tangible application isn't just about my business. It's about it overflows into every aspect of my life. And something that you helped me to shift within myself was looking at, or actually say, let me bring this back, is recognizing that the principles are actually universal. And I was applying, the principle of really identifying who I am and then building my life based on the truth of who I am, as opposed to building my life based on a cultural norm or cultural model, and in shifting it into my conversation about money. And I had realized for myself that I had a disconnect, that I was applying that principle in certain dimensions of my life, but I wasn't applying the same principle into my business and my money. And what you were speaking into was, you know, really, I think it's something that a lot of people are experiencing, is going after what we believe is the truth, and when we arrive at it, realizing that the reality is not what we expected.
Yeah, that was what kept happening to me over and over. You know, I took this very traditional path to law school and doing, you know, the best that I could and studying constantly so I could graduate first in my class and then going to one of the best law firms in the country and then getting there and realizing, oh, God, this is not the life that I want. And now I'm supposed to be here for the next 50 years. And have I made a huge mistake? And then shifting out of that into my own law practice and reaching the heights of success there, this million-dollar law practice, and that's, you know, the holy grail. And then realizing, you know, I don't have the life that I want, and there's all these parts of myself that I am having to hide in service to having, you know, this life. And then saying, okay, well, next level, you know, on the traditional success path is fame and fortune, so let me get on TV and let me be a best-selling author and, you know, build another million-dollar business. And then once again, getting there and realizing again that, you know, that actually isn't it. And, you know, going through this or having this experience three times in a relatively, you know, short part of my life, the first half of my life, helped to wake me up to the reality that so many of us are pursuing other people's ideals of success. And we aren't truly building our lives based on the truth of what we want or who we really are, but instead on the cultural norm of what success means, which is money, visibility, and again, consuming. And really, almost what I have seen universally is that for folks that are on this trajectory, there's a deep disconnect between money, its purpose, how we use that money, how we put it in service in the world. And I want to say, you know, really clearly that money is not evil. Money is great. Money is important. Money is valuable. It's our understanding and our relationship to it that is the problem. For so many years, I used money as the compass for my life. Money was the compass. But money is not a compass. Money does not tell you where to go, even though that is what we have been taught, what's been passed down to us. Money is the fuel. So I'll put it in this analogy. When you get, you know, you're considering taking a trip with your family, you don't go out to your car to see how much gas you have in the tank and then determine where you want to go. Rather, you determine where you want to go, and then you go to the gas station and get enough gas to get there, and you fuel up additionally along the way. If we can shift our relationship with money so we see it that way, not as our compass telling us where to go, but as the fuel for our dreams, we recognize that we need to start with getting clear about our dreams first, getting clear on who we are first, how we want to be in the world first, the life that we want to have first. And then we right align our relationship with time, money, and how we get paid in service to that, rather than the other way around.
I just love that analogy. I love that. You've made that so clear. And what you're speaking into, and more importantly, what you're bringing forth to the world is, like you're saying, you know, is repositioning where these different resources are placed. In the old consciousness model, money was valued, like we're valued based on the amount of money that we have, whether it's in business or in our personal life. But in the new consciousness, and you're bringing this forth so beautifully, is money does not determine your personal value. Money is a resource or a fuel that will allow you to really have the life and live the life that you want, to create the dreams, as opposed to the money or the dollar sign being the dream.
That's exactly right. And so when I see, you know, whenever I talk to someone, and they, you know, one of the first things that they'll tell me is, you know, I want to have a six-figure business, or I want to have a seven-figure business. And you see so many of the marketers out there who are really capitalizing upon that, you know, get to six figures, get to seven figures. Generally what I see is if you are coming from that place where six figures is your objective because that's what success means, or seven figures is your objective because that's what success means, that one of two things will happen. One is you'll either spin your wheel consistently, always trying to get there, but never getting there, wondering, I'm doing everything right, why is it not working? Or you will get there and you'll find that it's empty. And you'll realize that what you've done is you've sacrificed perhaps years of your life, time, energy, and attention. These are our non-renewable resources. That you've sacrificed these years and this life in service to getting somewhere you didn't even want to go, because you have not adequately started in the right place. You haven't started with the correct what. The correct what is not an arbitrary dollar amount. The correct what is clarity around who you are, the life that you want, the ways that you are in highest service in the world. It is a true understanding of your dreams and the resources that you actually have to reach them. And that really does take breaking through a lot of conditioning, a lot of old conditioning, because you've got parents and grandparents who, you know, in their generation, it was about money. And it was about accumulating as much money as possible so that they could have security. And, you know, as we evolve beyond that, we recognize that you need enough money so that you're not in survival mode. But the way that that comes, before I say the way that comes, you know, survival mode is where you are constantly needing to focus on money. And as a result of that, you're not focusing on the higher value things like love and relationships and your own self-actualization. Your own self-actualization is ultimately where you want to be able to focus. You cannot focus there when you're in survival. We know that to be true, that when you're in survival and your mind is constantly focused on, do I have enough? Do I have enough? Do I have enough? That is the only thing your mind can focus on. And so our first step is to get you to a place where you recognize beyond your money dysmorphia that not only do you have enough, but that you have everything you need to be able to do the work that you're here to do in the world. And in order for you to get that, to truly get that at the deepest level, you've got to understand what you have. And you've got to understand from that place, what does enough look like for you, and then how can you give what you have and ask for what you need, with absolute clarity so that you don't keep getting into weird money situations where all of a sudden you don't have enough or where you're in conflict with someone around money. If you're seeing those things show up in your life, it's a wake-up call to say, I've got to get into right relationship with my resources, with my time, with my money, with how I get paid, so that I can have the clear conversation, so that I can allocate my resources properly and get beyond this mindset of survival.
You know, and I really want to bring forth and kind of reiterate that it's based on the life that each one of us individually wants to create. And something, again, that I had learned from you when I was going through this process of resetting my financial life, looking at what I truly wanted to create as my ideal life, not based on culture, was that there are certain people out there that, you know, that making millions of dollars is part of their vision. But you also shared that what if there's a person that wants to live completely off the grid? Like, their dream life is to really, like, you know, to live a life that doesn't require a lot of financial resources. And could you speak to that for a moment in terms of people really, you know, being able to create their life and then working toward, you know, working through this type of program so that they can know exactly how to have a relationship with their resources to achieve their ideal life?
Yeah, so what I discovered for myself, you know, and this came up when I said to my CFO at the end of 2009, I said, Keith, how much money do I actually need? Because I didn't know. And he said, I can't answer that. It depends what you want. And I realized that I couldn't answer that. I didn't know what I actually wanted. And so I needed to create a system for myself that would allow me to look at what I really wanted my life to look like, not based on the cultural conditioning, but based on my own true self, right? And so the way that we do that in my system, and what really tremendously helped me, is to look at what I wanted at five different levels. And those five different levels are minimum to be happy, minimum to be of service, preferred if I could afford it, no limits, and now. And if you didn't get all that, don't worry. I'm going to give you access to a free resource that will lead you through this and guide you to this clarity about what you want. And the reason I needed to look at it at these five levels is because what I want really exists on a spectrum. So, for example, my minimum to be happy, I could, and I didn't know this when I was going through the process, but I could be happy living on a piece of land in a tent with my kids, with my community, as long as I, you know, had my community around me. I don't really actually need much more than that. Minimum to be happy. But I couldn't really be of service if I was just living at my minimum to be happy life. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't even living at their minimum to be happy life. And this process will actually show you where you are on the spectrum so you know where you are now and where you're working towards. So that was my minimum to be happy. But could I really be of service from that minimum to be happy life? Or do I actually need more in order to be of service? Well, yeah, the truth is that in order to be of service, I needed somebody to drive my kids to and from school. I need somebody to help me around the house and make sure we get dinner on the table. I needed an assistant to help me with my calendaring and my time blocking. And people would say, well, you don't need those things. Well, no, I don't need them to be happy, but I do need them in order to be of service. And then there's certain things that I need on a preferred if I could afford it level. So, for example, a massage every other week, twice a month. Now, do I need that to be happy? No. Do I need it to be of service? No. But do I really, would it, you know, prefer it if I could afford it? Do I prefer to have that? Absolutely. And then the fourth category is no limits. And this one is actually the hardest for me to do because I do have pretty deep conditioning around no limits. One aspect of my no limits life is this, you know, multiple houses and multiple locations, a private plane and, you know, travel constantly and all of this. But there's another aspect of my no limits life that I have seen now modeled by other people, which would be a completely paid for home that's off grid where I don't have any bills whatsoever. And that could be my no limits life, you know, where I'm growing all my own food and I'm making all my own power and I have free access to clean water. What a beautiful no limits life that is. One that doesn't, you know, put any impact on the planet or minimal impact on the planet. So I recognize as well that that no limits life is going to probably be different depending on where I am in my own life cycle. So, for example, right now I have a lot of energy. I have a big message I want to get out in the world, and I want to be pollinating many different communities with that message. So perhaps right now that no limits life does include the private plane and the travel and all of that. But I can also see a reality where 30, 40 years from now, when I'm in my 70s and 80s, that's not going to be the case. I will want a no limits life that is much simpler, where I don't need to travel, where people come to me, where I've created a sanctuary type location for myself and others, right? So this is something, by the way, that's going to change over time. I recommend that you revisit this process every 3 to 6 months minimum, because you are changing, shifting, and growing so rapidly in this time of evolution. And so you want to consistently update what's true for you now. The fifth category is now. It's really critical for you to identify what do you need right now to meet the current expenses of the reality you've created for yourself. And then what you're going to do is you're going to map your now to these other four categories. Where is your now in relation to minimum to be happy, minimum to be of service, preferred if you could afford it, no limits? You might find when you do this mapping that you are not even living your minimum to be happy life, that you have created a reality for yourself where you don't have enough to actually be all of who you are and do the work you came here to do. Or you might find that you are meeting your minimum to be happy, but not yet your minimum to be of service. Or you might find, wow, I actually have more than I thought. And I am meeting my now, which is more than my minimum to be of service, but less than my preferred if I could afford it. Or you might find, wow, I'm already making my preferred if I could afford it. Why am I still continuing to work so much? Why am I still sacrificing so much of my time in service to making more that I don't even need? And so once you've mapped where you are now in relation to the other four categories, you can identify and make really clear decisions about how to allocate your resources. For example, if you're not even living your minimum to be happy yet, that's your next goal. Your next goal is not a $1 million business. Your next goal is minimum to be happy. If you are already at minimum to be happy, well, let's look at what would need to happen to get you in service. And if you are already at your minimum to be of service and your next is preferred if you can afford it, now you can start looking at how are you allocating your time. Maybe it's maybe what you really want is not more money, but more time. And now you're going to put your money in service to freeing up your time, because remember, time is non-renewable. You can always make more money when you've got the skills to do it. But once you've used that time, you cannot get it back. Once you've used that energy, you can't get it back. Once you've used that attention, you cannot get it back. And so what we're doing here is we're giving you a process to use your time, energy, and attention resources in the most efficient and effective way to get to your next, to get to your next, and ultimately to free up those resources, to be focused on what's true to your heart, what's true to your soul, no longer making any decisions based on scarcity or fear or not enoughness or someone else's idea of success, but instead based in the truth of who you really are and how you want to be in the world.
So wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. And you, as you mentioned a little earlier, you have a free gift for our listeners. Can you tell them a little bit about that and how to access it?
Absolutely. So the process that I just described is a part of our Money Map program. And this Money Map program is designed to take you through the process of building your life and income in alignment with the truth of who you are, based in deep truth. And it is designed to get you out of the cycle of getting hooked by the marketers or the salespeople who are really good at what they do, and instead get you into a place where you can make all of your investment decisions, investment of time, money, energy, and attention, or time, energy, attention, and money. I call these your team resources, time, energy, attention, and money, so that every investment you make is a laser-focused investment. You know exactly what you need, and you go out and find it rather than, you know, having it sold to you as the next silver bullet. And you are creating an income model that is truly in right relationship with time, money, and how you get paid, where you've realigned your relationship with these things. And this is for you, even if, you know, whether you're working for somebody else and you want to keep doing that just in a way that's truly sustainable, or if you're building your own business and you want to build that business on a foundation that is sustainable with you in the right role in that business. Because the truth is that you can't serve every role in your business. We need to be working together, leveraging everybody's gifts, coming together, learning how to collaborate, et cetera. So that full Money Map process, it's a pretty big process. But it all starts with the clarity of what. What do you really want at these five different levels? And then identifying where you are now and where you're working towards next. So we take you through that process for free at moneymap.tv. If you go to moneymap.tv, you'll get access to our Money Map Life and Income Planning series. This is a series that will take you into the beginning of this process so that you can return to the truth of who you are and how you want to be in the world and come into right relationship with time, money, and how you get paid. So when you put your name and email address in there, you'll get free access to the Money Map Life and Income Planning series.
Well, Allie, thank you. That is such an incredibly generous gift. And, you know, as a student who has gone through your Money Map program, highly encourage everyone to, to take Allie up on this offer, if for no other reason to gain clarity and get that self-awareness that's so important on embracing, you know, a conscious and spiritual life. So thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners.
You're so welcome. I would love to ask you a question, if we still have time, about what has shifted in your own life since experiencing this process and coming to clarity for yourself.
Oh, thank you for asking that question. I love that. For me, I think the most profound shift was finally being able to let go of the outside model and expectation, because the cultural model did not resonate for me. I'm not motivated by money. Some people are, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, with someone who is, but I was more motivated by service and connection, and my money comes from that space. But much of the cultural model was about, you know, having to reach a certain financial goal. And so I spent my time chasing after a goal. You spoke about this earlier in our interview. I spent most of my time chasing a goal that wasn't even something I wanted. And I lost so much time and energy in my life chasing something that had nothing to do with me. It was so not in alignment with who I am. And when I went through your class, I really got the opportunity to step back and really identify what is the life that I want to create and what are the financial means or financial resources that I would need to create that. So I started pursuing a life that was aligned with right-aligned financial goals. And my relationship with money shifted significantly because of it. So money went from being this unattainable thing. And, of course, when we're chasing after anything that is not in alignment with us, there's going to be resistance in the universe. So we're going to struggle. And I suddenly saw, as I embraced the truth of who I am and aligned money
and its resonant energy
with that truth, money became easier.
Mm.
It wasn't as stressful. And I also separated my personal value from the money that I had in the bank and started measuring personal value based on who I'm
being in the world, how I'm contributing in the world, what I'm accomplishing in the world.
Mm.
So again, you know, when I mentioned earlier that you know, taking your class and your teachings really had a profound effect in my business, it had a profound effect in my life. So I am so much in gratitude to you bringing this information forth. Because even though I stepped into your class from a business perspective, my life changed as a result of it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Lauren. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's the purpose of the work, and that's why I'm bringing it out into the world. And I'm so glad to hear that that was your experience. You know, I realize that what we're doing in business is just what we're doing. And it's actually the practice space for us, as is relationship, as is parenting, to be who we truly are. The doing is just the practice space. It's where we get to play. It's where we get to see the reflection of who we're being, and it's where we get to be more. But ultimately, what's most important is who are you being? And that's what I'm hearing really shifted for you, is you got to come into more clarity about who you be and how you be in the world and be more of that every day.
Yes, absolutely. I got to step into the truth of who I am and then started designing my financial life around that. And that was something that you helped me with. So thank
Beautiful.
You so much. And again, you know, we're talking finances, but it really was a very big part of my spiritual journey. The spiritual journey really is about finding the truth of who we are. And this is, you know, this is a practical step in doing that. So it's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much again for sharing all of your knowledge and your wisdom with us today. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Until next time, be well and live a successful, spiritually inspired life.